Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Thompson's Water Seal. It's a product at certain stores. So buy a bag or a box or a can. I think it comes in a jar. And use it for whatever it's used for, like sealing up water or watering seals. It's not a sea mammal, though, probably. Thompson's Water Seal.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy.
You might be a star tonight, so let that camera roll. You're the red, white, and blue. All the funny things you do. America, America, this is you.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world, heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. Sometimes none of that, to be honest with you, because we don't give a shit. We don't care who you're not voting for.
Nope.
We don't even give a tinkle. My name is Eagle, and I am joined, as always, by the one, the only,
Rubber City Red Bear!
I scrolled him, here it is in a nutshell.
Ooh!
I guess I care to hear if people are voting for Hillary or Trump. I care to hear it.
I haven't heard one.
Then I can point at them and judge them.
Right.
You know, they're like, I'm voting for Trump, asshole. And like, I'm voting for Hillary, cunt.
Fool. You fool.
I get to judge people all day when they do it. It's sweet. Because I'm all for judging people.
Sure.
I'm not one of them people that's like, you can't judge me.
Yeah.
I'm judgeable. I'm wide open for
give
judgment.
Give me a gavel. Give me a robe. Yeah. I don't give a
fuck. Wide open for judgment because I judge motherfuckers all the time. Thing I do. I'm not a Christian, so I get to do that.
I'm just trying to figure out why everybody's all plugging who they're not voting for. I haven't heard anybody make a definitive statement. Nobody in my life is telling me who they're voting for. They're telling me why they don't want to vote. This is the first election ever in my lifetime that I've seen people be like, fucking, if you vote, you're a fucking idiot. Instead of vote or die, it's your privilege as an American citizen. Now everybody's just like, "What? What's the fucking point? What's the point?"
I it's kind of like, you know, hey, you're playing a game? I want to play a game. That's it.
That's
you want to feel included.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, voting. You know, we want to feel included in the system and the government that runs us and controls us like little slaves.
Right.
But we won't admit it. But that's what it is. They just want to feel included. It's like when your brothers are 10 years older than you, because that's what they are for me. When they're like 10 years older than you and they're like, hey, you want to come play some baseball? And you're like, yes. But then you sit on the sidelines and then they whack the ball out in the field and they're like, go get the ball. And then you run and you go get the ball and you bring it back. Like, you feel like you're part of the game, but you're just chasing balls.
That's it. America. We're just chasing balls.
Bunch of ball chasers.
I do know of one person that is definitely voting for somebody specific, and that is Timmy the Ripper Owens is going to... He has said it.
Did he say it on his Twitter?
He said in an interview that Trump may be the ass that America needs. He was talking about how basically we're stuck with two shitty candidates. And he can't vote for Hillary because the way they do taxes, man, I'm just not into it. That's what he says. And
because he makes a bunch of money.
Yeah.
He's like, I make a bunch of money.
That's it. Everybody who's
everybody
been
a
Trump's... And you should. That's the thing, right? That's the whole thing about, you know, freedom of choice.
The freedom of choice and all that. But I think it's the shitty part of voting is that everybody votes for themselves.
Yeah.
You vote for personal issues instead of trying to vote for what's best for everybody.
Right. And it's like, if I vote for this person, I'm going to lose my trucking job.
Like I said, I voted one year because a girl talked up John Kerry so fucking hard, and I hated that dude so bad.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to vote.
You just wanted to cancel her vote out?
I wasn't even going to vote. I canceled her vote out.
Yeah.
And told her I was going to do it. She stopped talking to me. She never talked to me again. She quit the job.
Ooh.
I was her boss.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
She ended up stopped working there.
That is a ridiculous reason.
She was young. She was a senior in high school. And she was very driven and, you know.
Ugh, they're the worst.
Yeah.
Driven young people.
Ugh. Your gumption. Ugh. Your hope.
Everybody that's voting for Trump is, what I've caught, is they're just scared to lose something of theirs. Like, no, I'm voting Republican because I don't want anybody to take my guns. I'm voting Republican because I don't want anybody to take my big house. I don't want anybody to charge me extra taxes to, you know, I got on this big-ass fucking house that I worked hard for. I don't want anybody to take my cars. I don't want any... I mean, they're pretty miserable motherfuckers for the most part, you know?
What's the other side of that coin?
The other side of the coin? People don't want some racist, crazy fucking bigot running shit.
Right.
And so that's your two sides. That's your two sides. People that are scared to lose shit or...
But it's like,
and they feel like other people are trying to get more shit undeservedly because, you know, we're not fucking Russia, man. We're not fucking Russia, dude. We gotta work for what we...
No, we're not.
We deserve all the cool shit that we got. Everybody's just concerned about their cool shit. That's what a Republican is. Is somebody who's like, I got a lot of cool shit that I want to hold on to. Bury me with this cool shit. And Democrats are people that are like... Yeah. You know, not everybody needs that much cool shit. And they're just like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's un-American of you.
Get up off my cool shit.
I like my cool shit.
Back up off my Kool-Aid, motherfucker.
Yeah. And I mean, Tim the Ripper Owens is a guy, just go through his Twitter. You can figure, I knew that he was voting for Trump months ago, didn't you?
Yeah, it was like last month we were talking about him.
Yeah.
Quite obvious he was going to vote for Trump.
It was very obvious. He gave a reply to a hashtag Coons. I'm just saying.
He may be a Trump supporter.
Local hero, Tim the Ripper Owens. Fuck, man. Of course you're voting for Trump. You got to deal with Monster Energy. You don't want to lose that. That motherfucker is wearing Monster Energy like hats constantly. You do not see a thing of him where he's not just... sponsored the fuck out by this poison.
Getting paid.
By this poison.
But that's what it is. He's like, you're going to fuck with my tax break.
Exactly.
I can't have you doing that.
And, you know, I mean, you know, Obama's obviously the reason that, you know, the Ripper's restaurant got shut down. Traveler's Tavern. It's probably Obama's fault.
Everything else is.
If Trump was here, who's a businessman? He knows how to keep businesses in business. And so if I have a business, he's going to teach me. Everybody thinks that that he's going to pass down this fucking knowledge of how to stay rich and white.
We're all going to be millionaires and own hotels and casinos.
Yeah.
If not.
Fuck him. But the Hillary thing, though, you know, people just don't like her. People just don't like that.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're not voting for Trump because he's a racist bigot, you have to not vote for Hillary because she's a racist bigot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she is.
Sure.
She's old and rich and white, and she's a fucking racist. I don't give a fuck.
And when so you, was every you, president up till Obama.
The ex-grand fucking wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Right.
The Ku Klux Klan, if I pronounce it correctly, like I give a fuck. That's her friend and mentor.
Well, didn't she say that she wasn't really, she didn't know about all that shit?
What?
About the Ku Klux Cousins?
Oh, I didn't know about that. I didn't know about that shit.
Crazy.
He's 96 fucking years old and he's been around in the Senate since like 1946.
Mm-hmm.
Was in the Klan in 1942.
God dang.
How do you not know?
Yeah.
How do you not know? There's no way she knows. Of course she knows.
What if
she knew? She knew. No way you don't know.
Today, our country has lost a true American original, my friend and mentor, Robert C. Byrd.
The video of her, like, why isn't Trump? Why am I not 50 points ahead of Trump?
Yeah, I saw that. Why? You might ask yourself why I'm not 50 points ahead.
No.
I read the shit the other day about her talking about, like, why don't we just drone Julian Assange from WikiLeaks? She's like, why don't we just drone that guy already? I was like, God damn, Hillary. I like a devious bitch. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton just to cancel out somebody's Trump vote. I don't give a shit. I'm doing it.
Vote for Gary Johnson.
Why?
Why
Who's
vote for
Gary
Hillary?
Johnson? Because she's gangster.
Who's Gary Johnson?
I like
the
a ruthless.
Not racist.
I like a ruthless bitch. I just like a ruthless bitch. I like a ruthless lady.
I guess.
Turns me on.
Look, man. I'm like, look, whoever you're voting for.
Yeah.
Vote for him.
Yeah.
Whatever reason you're voting for him. I don't give a fuck.
He doesn't.
It doesn't. None of it matters.
Nope.
Nothing really matters.
Right? Right. Again, you're all just playing the game.
Play the game. Everybody play the game.
I'll probably go play the game.
Sure.
Gary Johnson's got a good name.
Yeah. Hey, give it up for Gary Johnson. I'll read more about him.
I don't even give a fuck.
But like,
I wouldn't have to read shit about him. Unless he's a pedophile, vote for him.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat, North Side Long Beach.
Oh man. So North.
I'm from that nerf side. I'm from that nerf side.
There's this video on YouTube that we were watching of this Christian mom who took her kids. She told a wonderful, lovely story about dropping her kids off to their respective schools and locations that day. How her 11-year-old really enjoys this local radio station where they play all today's hits.
104.
And see, back in her day when she was a kid, she used to listen to it and she was in all the pop hits. You know, the like Backstreet Boys.
And the NSYNC.
And the Britney Spears.
And the Christina Aguilera.
And you know, she is a woman of God. But she remembers
a Christian woman.
But she remembers pop music being fun and bubblegummy and safe. And when she was dropping her daughter off, she heard this song from Vince Staples, a rapper.
He's like an actual rapper, it turns out.
Real rapper. Yeah.
Like he, like he really raps and shit. Oh my God. Crazy. Yeah,
she wasn't reciting some Lil Wayne or Based God type shit. Like she was reciting like pretty good lyrics.
Yeah, like as she's just reading the lyric, because that's what she's doing at the beginning of this. Like, and we've never heard the actual song, so we're just hearing this offended Christian woman read the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And as she's reading the lyrics, we're like, yeah, oh no, I totally understand that.
That's some real shit.
Oh, I see where he's coming from right there. Oh no, shit, that's real.
Oh, yeah, do need abortions.
Damn, them bitches gotta have abortions.
This woman, she made a video of a vlog, if you will.
She made two fans of this dude, is what she did.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. Right away, like I'm downloading some Vince Staples.
Yeah,
tonight.
I want to hear some more from this dude.
She couldn't believe that this was on the radio, and she had to put it out there on the interwebs for people like us to watch.
This is on the local radio, y'all.
Oh my God. So she read the entire song and she was even dropping the N-bombs in there. She had no shame, even though she had like a toddler sitting
behind her who
like
was like
5 feet
staring.
Just staring.
You could see over the mom's shoulder. You could see over the mom's shoulder like the toddler's on the couch like staring at the camera. What's mom saying? I've never heard that before.
And she loses her shit when the lyric about the abortion, she just starts crying. She's like, hold on, guys. Hold on.
Hoes need abortions. I'm sorry. I just need y'all out my business.
She was visibly upset, y'all.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, she was crying like a bitch.
Like a bitch.
Like a bitch. Hey, man, look. Hoes need abortions. He wasn't saying good women.
No.
Who get pregnant and maybe have made a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
A mistake. Yeah, you know, he's talking about hoes.
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 Who's a hoe? Who's a hoe? I said that you's a hoe.
Hoes.
They're a thing.
Hoes that, like, have their baby halfway down their hip, holding on to them, one arm cracked up behind their head while they're just comfortably staring at their phone, rolling through their Facebook at the fucking gold kiosk in the middle of the mall. That's a hoe. You know, and that bitch, you know, as cute as her kid was, probably should have been sucked out. You know? And not because it's going to be a bad kid, because his mom is a hoe.
Oh, man.
Too much?
No.
Too far? Good, because hoes need to have abortions. So I understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
She was crying.
She was bawling. She couldn't.
But again, she's pro-life. She's Christian. For sure. I understand their plight.
She's very white, very blunt.
Very, very white and blonde. Yes. Mm-hmm. Does that have anything to do with it? It does.
It does.
It absolutely does. 100%.
It's a huge part.
Especially the way she says rap music. Mm-hmm. Rap music. She seemed offended.
Crap. You put that C on there.
She put the C on there because it's clever.
There's only one thing that I hate, because it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap.
See what I did there?
You put the C, because it spells crap.
Get it?
When you put a C or a K, KK, at the beginning of a rap, it's crap. Okay.
Yeah, if you haven't seen this, man, gotta watch this
gotta
video.
Gotta go watch it. It the way she pronounces North.
Nerf.
Like, North is already a mispronunciation of the word North.
Yeah.
North side.
Yeah.
North. We did North. We did North. 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 Yeah. Sounds she like says, a Mork and Mindy dialogue, right? Like
she sounds like she's trying to ask a stock boy at Toys R Us where the Nerf balls are.
Nerf. What?
Nerf. Nerf side.
Nerf side, Long Beach. Nerf side, Long Beach. So let's just encourage kids to run from the police because that's okay, right?
Nerf side. Yeah. Nerf. That's probably my favorite part. Is just
encouraging people to run from the police. And that's okay.
That's okay for kids to do. Run from the police. The shit.
Well, I mean, if they were just breaking in laws, they should probably run from the police. You know what I mean? Like even minor misdemeanor. That'll land you in juvenile, kids. If you're out there breaking laws, run from the police. Run.
The only way that she can save her kid's reputation at school, because she was saying, like, her daughter's 11 years old. I have an 11-year-old.
Yeah, okay. I was 11 years old.
I gotta fucking watch what I do and say and not let him know about certain podcasts like this one.
Oof.
Because I don't want some of that shit maybe possibly getting to school. Now, if I was a viral sensation like this woman was, this woman is now internet famous. She's on the front of, like, Yahoo.com. Like,
oh,
this
really?
Dumb. Yeah, they're like, this dumb white bitch fucked up. You know?
She's going to drive her 1996 Buick Century with her kids in the backseat right into a fucking pond.
Oh, man. Like, she is setting her kid up for failure at school to just get fucked with hard. Because I saw your mom. Did you see this remix that somebody made of her doing North North?
Yeah, that's what. As soon as I seen that shit, I was like, ooh, she's mad. Like, because she was crying over the lyrics. She's crying over the lyrics. And then they turn her and her reading the lyrics into the song that she absolutely despises.
Yeah, check out North North Mom, Crying Mom Remix, yeah. Christian Mom Remix.
N-O-R-F.
Hit the corner, make a dollar flip, and split the dollars with my mama chilled North, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
Nancy, Oregon, Reagan, fuck.
Freddie Mercury.
Aw, Freddie Mercury.
North.
Don't play with mercury, though, kids. It's poisonous.
The only way this woman's going to be able to get out of it is if she turns it into a bit. Like, if she starts doing weekly bits on YouTube where, say, next week she complains about another song and she just reads the entire lyrics. And then the next week she just keeps doing it, makes it a bit. Then people will go, oh, you were doing a satire piece. Oh, that was a social experiment. I really dig that kind of art. That's pretty high brow and low brow at the same time.
Yeah, I was debating on whether to make this video, y'all.
Guys, I thought about it all day, and I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do this.
Oh, I said screw who?
That's right.
Who? Praise Jesus.
I'm a crip.
Ah, crippin'.
Yeah, but it,
so the song.
The song's awesome.
Yeah. I'm not.
We went and listened to it.
I'm not hating on this dude at all.
Not at all. I was like, and I think this song's like a year old. Yeah. And you're bitching about that being on the radio instead of this Nicki Minaj like super bass shit.
Well, she got to the part where he's talking about they shooting in my mama's neighborhood. Like, she seemed offended by that. And I'm like, try living in his mama's neighborhood, motherfucker.
You think you're offended?
You think you're offended? Try being in the fucking neighborhood. Try being his mom. Having the shit, the fucking bullets fly by your fucking house. Jesus Christ. You're fucking offended.
Right.
He's trying to get his mom out the goddamn hood. What he saying in one fucking, what was the one verse? When he's talking about fucking flipping a dollar so he can feed his baby's mama's kids.
Yeah!
Damn.
He's talking about
Making money to fucking feed his kids! What an asshole!
1, 2, 3, 4, Kim Kardashian in the slot. Why is he famous? Nobody knows!
Which brings me to my next thing, Kim Kardashian.
Oh man, yes.
So Kim Kardashian gets robbed in a hotel room.
Was this in Paris?
Paris, France.
Okay,
so like Kanye's on stage in New York doing a show.
Yeah.
And then like mid-show, he sprints off. Ow! I'm out.
It's gone.
Right? Because apparently his wife had just been robbed at gunpoint halfway across the world in a hotel room in Paris, France. You know what they got from her?
What did they get?
$10 million in jewels and cash. $10 million. Let this sink in for a second. That's what she had on her. Okay? That's a lot of fucking... I have like $3...
That's a lot of cool shit.
I have like $3 and some change. And yeah, they're probably voting... They're not voting for Trump, and they got all kinds of cool shit. I guarantee Kanye's not voting for Trump. They just took a picture with Hillary.
Kanye ain't voting.
Rock the vote, y'all. George Bush still doesn't care about black folks. So, I'm calling bullshit. Because ain't nobody grab her titty.
Grabbing by the pussy?
Ain't nobody grabbed her titty.
It's not in the report at all. Like, look, four dudes go through all this trouble. They dress up like police. They go to the hotel. They get the concierge. They force him to open the hotel room. They go into the hotel room. They hold her at gunpoint. They tie her up and duct tape her mouth. But nobody grabs her titty?
Not one person
grabbed her titty.
Like, I wouldn't be the guy, and I would be in that situation. You wouldn't be the guy, but if it was us and two other guys in on that plan, one of those two other dudes would certainly grab a titty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or some booty.
For sure. This is Kim Kardashian. Out of every four guys is a titty grabber. Right.
Kim Kardashian has the one of the most famous asses in the United States, correct?
Yeah.
All tabloids, TMZ, everybody.
That's the first thing you think of when you think of Kim Kardashian.
Nobody slapped her booty.
Not one person.
That nobody grabbed her titty?
Nope.
Come on, man. I'm calling setup. Isn't Kanye supposedly like broke? Didn't he lose a bunch of money and shit?
I thought that was 50 Cent.
No, it's Kanye like $53 million loss on some shit that he invested in.
Man, was it that title music thing that he did with Jay-Z and Beyonce? Because who the fuck does that shit? Seriously,
who's... Well, if you're going to invest in somebody, I mean...
Beyonce.
Jay-Z and Beyonce make money.
Man, after The Rock becomes president for 8 years...
Dwayne Johnson.
Then it's going to be one Jay-Z...
No.
I think it'll be Jay-Z and Beyonce.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want Hova.
What?
I don't want Hova as president.
But he doesn't even write down his rhymes, dude. He just remembers them in his head. He writes them in his head. You don't want that as your president?
Nope.
Really? The guy who wrote Big Pimpin', you don't want as your president?
Nope.
Huh.
It's Big Pimpin', baby. That's right. Big Pimpin', spinning cheese.
Beyonce.
Yeah, I know.
Just saying,
I know.
It brings people joy.
Nobody, it does.
Nobody gets pissed off saying Beyonce.
I said, fuck Beyonce 2 days ago at work, and the girl that works there turned around and looked at me and was like,
yeah.
And then flipped her hair at me like, bitch.
That's worse than saying goddamn in front of a Catholic. Okay,
in front of my dad.
Yeah.
That's don't worse than say saying goddamn. Don't say GD in front of my
and
dad.
And don't say fuck Beyonce in front of anybody. Because who hates Beyonce?
I don't hate her.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Not a person. For the girls are taking over the world. Have me raise a glass for the college grads. 41 roll it and let you know what time it is. Check. You can't hold me. I work my 9 to 5. Better cut my check. Does her thing.
Are they billionaires?
No.
Are they officially having like $1 billion together?
No. They are in the Illuminati together, though.
They are.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The back of the dollar bill.
They're two of the
thing?
Six. They're two of the six Jew bankers that are running this shit. That are actually lizard people.
They're in.
For sure. Beyonce's the only one who's not a lizard person. She's the only one in the. No, she's definitely not.
You don't know what she's got.
I know what she's got. I've seen the videos, man.
There's videos of Beyonce?
Yeah, man. You got to watch them. You might want to put a ring on it.
If you like it, then you gotta put a ring on it.
Oh, my ladies, oh, my ladies, oh, my ladies, ladies.
I love Beyonce. I got a love for her.
I don't hate Beyonce. I just don't want Jay-Z as president. I don't even hate Jay-Z.
What about Beyonce as president?
Ooh. Like, everybody would be dressed really good for like 4 years.
Damn right we would.
Be on top of the world. No, I don't want her as president either.
We should do a special episode of this podcast because we've been doing this for a while. And we really enjoy
half a year.
And we really enjoy the local scene. And not just, we talk about heavy metal because, I mean, we're two metalheads. You look at us, you go, yeah, you guys like metal. We love heavy metal. But I mean, if you're just a rock band.
If you're a pop band.
If you're a hip hop artist.
If you're a pop punk band.
You're doing some banjo shit.
If you're a punk band.
Doesn't matter.
If you're in a hardcore band.
If you're
we would name another genre, but we cut out the cores a long time ago.
Like, yeah,
we
no stopped
at hardcore and there's no other cores. So, but if you're in one of those genres, we want your music too. We're just not going to call it what you want us to call it.
Yeah. Like, I think we'll start campaigning on Facebook here, but I think in 2 weeks, if you are listening and you have a band or you are in a band or you know a band that you want to hear on this show, we're going to do a special episode where we're going to be playing tons of stuff. If you don't remember what V-Rock was, V-Rock used to play local musicians all the time. It's where we found out about so many cool. I used to hear Crypt Kicker. I used to hear NDE, Mushroom Head, all that stuff back
it's
in
where,
the
90s. It's where I really started hearing all my shit that I love was on V-Rock.
And it wasn't just local. It was. I mean, everything from Clutch to Propane. All
kinds Acid Bath, just a very obscure band from Louisiana. Like, that was on there.
Yeah.
So.
And WMS isn't providing this shit for you.
Nope.
You get your 5.9
5-finger
Death Puncher, 21 Pilots, which I had to, my son, my 11-year-old, loves 21 Pilots.
I don't know nothing about it.
We bought a CD the other day.
You only need two.
Yeah.
Maybe three. You have the backup watching some gauges or something, but you don't need 21.
Nope. You don't need four. I think they're kind of five.
Overdoing it.
It's this poppy rock band that does rap stuff and he's really into, and so he got the CD and we're listening to it in the car the other day, and I decided to tell him that I thought it was pretty good with the hopes that he's gonna hate it after a while, being like, fuck, if my dad likes it, it sucks.
It sucks. It totally sucks, bro.
It totally sucks. That's
dude,
what
yeah, but my dad's into that, man. It's not cool. It's so yesterday if my dad's into it, bro.
He don't know shit.
My dad doesn't know shit about music, dude.
He thinks that too.
Does he really?
Well, yeah. When I'm telling him,
clothesline him.
I was like, man, they totally ripped this part off of this White Stripes song. You want to hear it? And he's just whatever. I'm like, you'd like the White Stripes a lot better than you would this shitty band. So I have to tell him that I like him and that I enjoy him, and like he hasn't played them around me since.
Either like we want anything,
yeah,
hip hop to heavy metal, we want it all.
Whether it's your stuff or if it's something you just recommend to us.
If it's something that you want to hear, or if you know somebody that just wants to be heard, do they have a message? Does your friend have a message?
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how to get it out? Let us help.
If you or they have an MP3 or an M4A or whatever digital style, whatever, if you have a song, feel free to send it to us at keepitin99podcast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook. You can hit us up on fucking Twitter even. Let us know what we should be playing for our special V-Rock episode, which I don't know what we're going to call it. We haven't figured that one out. Maybe we'll share it next week. Maybe we do know, and we're just not going to reveal it till next week. But truth be told, we don't know what we're going to call it yet.
We want to give you a platform to play your shit.
Yeah.
And we want to hear your shit.
We want to talk about your shit. And we want to share this scene.
Because it is a scene. And even if it's something that I'm personally just not into, you have to understand, man. I respect what you guys do.
Yes.
I respect what you do. And I respect that you take the time out of your lives every week to get together in a garage and be shitty together. I fucking love that about you guys.
Right.
I do. And every time you get up on stage and your little faces just light up because they're fucking powered by rock and roll. I love it.
Yeah. You're not going to get any negative criticism on these episodes from us. We get what you're doing.
Yeah.
We're going to rock your shit the way you rock your shit. So if you want to share it, we desperately, desperately want to play it on this show, man.
We do.
We want to...
We bleed the local scene.
Man, do we.
Literally. I've left blood. So much blood.
Buckets.
In the local scene. And I love all of you guys. Give us your music.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to us. We're going to play it.
So we'll be campaigning here on this week and next week.
And when Eagle says hit us up on Twitter, he means hit me up on Twitter.
Hit me up on Twitter.
I'm not there.
You can hit us up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes. Hit FineKeeping99 on Facebook. Hit us up there somehow, some way. But really, email us if you got an MP3, and we're going to play it on that motherfucker. We're gonna talk about it. We'll listen to it, and it's gonna be awesome, because you don't get this with radio. And we both loved radio growing up. Just the idea.
Because we had good stuff.
Right.
There's just nothing good no more.
See, when I used to fantasize about being a local rock DJ, my idea of it was you get to play the records that you want to play.
That's how I always thought.
You should be like a Matt Pinfield. Matt Pinfield to me was a hero back in the day. And if you don't know who Matt Pinfield is, he's a fucking music encyclopedia. This guy's still alive? A genius. Yeah, absolutely.
I figured we had a heart attack by now.
No, he's still doing his shit, just being awesome. Knowing everything about everything.
He was like the fat, weird, bald guy on fucking MTV2 and shit. You know what I mean? And everybody's like, oh, what the? Yeah, he's awesome.
And then when I sadly found out that that's not how this works at all. Nope. It's this big old corporate chain of record labels and advertisers, and then they gotta fund the radio station, and they're paying you to fucking play their bullshit and play their beer ads and play their fucking, you know, that Five Finger Death Cunts and all that dumb stuff. Well, it bummed me out. V-Rock was the exact opposite of that kind of stuff. It was punk rock as shit.
It was metal.
Yeah.
Punk rock.
Good metal.
They played what they wanted.
Exactly. And we're going to do the same, but we want it to be your stuff. So yeah, if you had a band, we want it. If you got a band,
we want it.
Mm-hmm. If you just rap,
we want that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Daco.
You play, yeah, do that, Daco.
Yeah.
You play that banjo. I want it.
We got to know somebody that plays a banjo, right?
Right? Somebody.
Jesse Barrowcliff.
Boom.
Morgan Phelps, he's got to play the banjo too, right? Hey, Morgan, can we get some of your fucking your solo war guitar shit?
Yeah,
that fucking crazy shit.
But we'll play some.
Oh, you know what we should do is play his shit at the very end, like fucking. He's playing Maggot Brain.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Morgan, can I get a 14-minute fucking rendition of some shit?
I like that idea. But I mean, there's gonna be some stuff that we'll pick out on our own. Some classics, maybe.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mix of shit, but it'll be probably 2 hours worth of local music and us going, hey, everybody.
Hey, hello, wacky.
Welcome to Keeping a 99.
Wacky
Rock and Roll episode special.
Scoop, 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 scoop. No,
let me tell you what, that traffic out there was a pain in the butt.
Oh, it's so hot outside today, I can barely stand. Am I right? Well,
are your boobs fake? Are they fake?
They real.
So it's going to be a lot of that, but with actual good fucking music that supports this area. Why is Cleveland Rock not play any Cleveland Rock? Makes zero fucking sense to me.
We've got way too much music in this state. Just in northeastern Ohio, right?
Just in
northeast. It is absolutely sickening at the amount of music that we have to choose from just right here.
Yeah.
We're almost too blessed, quote unquote, blessed by Satan, to have this fucking plethora of music. I love it.
Me too.
Right? So let's take advantage of this, people. Let's get it all together. And we'll have a good show. We'll play it for you.
Yes.
You get to listen to it. Because fuck MMS.
Fuck and MMS.
Fuck 106.9.
Yeah. That's what we should name the episode. Fuck MMS. The fuck MMS rock radio special.
We're just going to call it 88.9.
99.99.
Yeah, 99.99.
So what did you think of the Bloodhound Gang, the record that you Hooray for Boobies?
I heard a lot of that before.
Yeah. Right?
Like, I think I've actually owned that album before.
Just
at
didn't.
Some point. No, yeah. Like, it just, you know. But I was like, oh, my God, I totally remember this. It's such a good album, right? And that, like, the song Moat.
Yes.
That's, when I heard that, I was like, okay, I understand, like, where Crush Groove came from.
Yeah.
There was no, like getting around the shit. You know what I mean? Like as as I heard that fucking song, I was just like, the birth was right there. That's where it clicked with him. It was a really good album, though. Yeah, like, I'm gonna buy some more shit. So I like to dance naked in front of my pets, but my cat was in attendance. So I sent him UPS. Play spin the bottle with my mom. I watch out with no pants on. You know, Great White Dope.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
hell yeah.
Well, that was one of the ones I heard that I heard, like used to listen to. Like I remember like going to sleep to that song.
Yes.
So I had it on a mixtape somewhere back in the day, which was probably on an actual cassette. Get ready to fall asleep. Click. Gotta wake up, fucking flip the tape over and shit.
Yeah,
hope
man.
You get back to sleep in 32 minutes.
We ended up, we were so, me and my roommates at the time, before the record came out, we were so excited about the record that Mark, he ordered it online from like Germany or some shit.
Okay.
Like a month or two before the album came out. And so we had this bootleg version that we spent way too much money on just because we wanted to hear that new Bloodhound Gang like right away.
30 days before everybody else.
Yeah.
So basically so you can rub it in their faces and be like, you ain't even a fan, dude.
Yeah. Oh, that was exactly what we did. We would just, it was on a constant rotation there for as long as, you know, up until the album actually came out, it was just always on in our living room.
Yeah. It's been in my car for the past week since we talked. I told you, I said, I'm going to buy it.
That album's
I drove over, bought it, put it in my CD player. It's been in there ever since. It'll stay in there for the next week.
Album of the week. Hooray for boobies.
Hooray for boobies. Hooray for boobies. Hell yeah. It's that time of the week again, motherfuckers.
It's that time.
The badass bird of the week.
Motherfucker, badass bird of the week.
Who we got for him this week, Eagle?
We got ourselves a little band's. Called
Entity of Extinction.
I was listening to this shit. This shit is heavy as fuck.
These guys are super technical, crushing ass death metal.
Loud.
Loud and fast, brutal blast beats. Again, just a very technical band when it comes to being musicians. Mm-hmm. I told Gerald Rogers I've known for a long time, and that kid can fucking play a bass.
And they,
he's all over that motherfucker, man.
Another prime example of how good this scene really is.
Yeah. So they had a singer. And I know that they had a singer at one point, and then he lost a singer, and then he had a singer, and then they were like an instrumental or whatever. So the song that we're going to play for him, who's fucking singing on this shit?
Dude, fucking Sean Ash.
What?
Yes.
What up, Lousy Weather Media?
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's take a step back here. I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And then, great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Under a dead sky?
God damn, under some dead guys?
Under a dead guy.
Yeah. Lousy Weather Media, fucking Sean Ast.
Yes.
Seriously, I mean, like, next to Bobby Clark, probably, you know, Bobby Clark,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Fall,
yeah.
Are tied.
Okay.
Right? Like, to me, in my life.
Yeah.
Right? But Sean Ast, man, he's up there with these guys.
That guy's a badass. He's singing on the song Death that we're going to be playing today. Yeah.
He's so brutal, dude. I don't get it.
Because
like he's like another, you know, Jeff Fall. You meet Jeff, talk to him, quiet, reserved, you know what I mean? Not mm-hmm. a very loud dude. Bobby Clark, you know, unless he's like telling a story or he's got some Jim Beam in him or something.
Yeah.
Quiet, reserved, shy.
Hilarious fucking dude.
You know, yeah, funny. And Sean Est, you know, it's the same thing. Quiet, funny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They give these guys a fucking microphone and it's like, just hail Satan. Raising demons from the bowels and the hells of their bellies. Coming out through the throats into the microphones. And then you come up with fucking shit like this. So that's where we're gonna leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna leave it with this. This is Death featuring Sean Ast from the Lousy Weather Media podcast from Under a Dead Sky. This is a badass motherfucker, a Bamf, if you will.
Yeah.
Let's bring that shit back, Bamf.
He's a goat.
He's the goat.
He's a goat Bamf. It's an entity of extinction. Bandcamp it.
Yeah.
Bandcamp it. It's a name your price type fucking deal. Bandcamp it.
We'll be back next week doing our thing, keeping it 99. Until then, my name is Eagle.
I'm always Rubber City Redbeard.
That's never going to change.
Never.
Never, ever.
Keep razors away from me.
See you next week.
Bye.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.